On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday morning, you sure look fine.
Rainy days, Mondays always can be down.
Whatever.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Well, if it's Monday, then we must be visited by Tori Lagarde.
Only on Mondays.
And it is Monday.
And it's December.
It is December already. Wow, it's December 3rd already.
Right, right.
We're 3 days into it already.
Yeah.
God.
Good times.
Before you know it, we'll be into...
I just want to get into spring. I hate this. We go over this every year.
I don't hate this yet.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't had enough of it.
I guess I don't hate it, but no.
There was a little bit of snow. We're in the New England area.
Yeah, and there always is a little bit.
A little bit of snow. That was, I forgot it already.
Right, right.
I get, like, if we get two snowstorms, I'm out of here.
Okay.
You know, yeah, but I haven't, no.
All right.
I don't mind this cold freezing weather.
I don't even think it's just the season I meant. You know, yeah. The people have to, it's pressure. I don't know. I like it.
And I'll tell you why I like it. This is a horrible social comment. In cold weather, nobody's hanging out on the street. You go where you belong and you stay there. And I love that.
Oh, I see.
Nobody's standing outside.
No strays.
No strays. No selling drugs on the corner. You do that inside the house.
Okay.
In the winter.
You look for those shoes hanging over the telephone wire.
Yes.
And you know where to go. I still see them. Yeah. I saw them the other day. What is that about?
For those that aren't familiar, gangs in urban areas and otherwise, they lace their shoes, their sneakers together, and they throw them up in the air over the power lines, over the telephone wires.
Right in front of where they're going to be dealing their stuff, I guess. Right. I mean, that's been around since the 80s, and they're still doing it?
Yes, yes. And that's, of course, to tell the police.
McFly.
Yeah, this is an area that we're doing.
And they are police, I'm sure they already know.
Well,
they've got their undercover informants.
Do you think to this day police are riding around going, what are those shoes doing up there?
If I was a cop, I'd take them all down. I'd just take them down.
Yeah,
shoot them
down.
I don't know. I'd have to remove them.
Well,
don't belong here. You should see me at work. I'm just organizing everything.
They're seemly. Who has us shoes up there?
The Nikes. They could be worth something. I don't know.
Ridiculous.
Let's find out.
That's like putting kites on the ground and saying, this is my territory. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't see kites anymore.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. On Mondays, sometimes it gets serious, but usually it's a flighty kind of social
You always say bizarre conversation. That's your...
Well, it is bizarre.
Yeah.
It is bizarre.
Because we're bizarre. That makes sense.
Well, it's the kind of stuff other people don't talk about, and then once you do, you start thinking about that, and you didn't do that before.
Exactly.
So it's promoting...
You're
it's like promoting tooth decay. It's pretty much what it
that's
is.
That's right. Yeah, brain decay. Thing.
Yeah, same thing.
It is the same thing.
Do you start getting concerned that you're losing your memory sometimes?
Yeah.
Thanks.
What
Thanks
did
for the
say?
Conversation. Oh, very funny.
Right.
I get that now.
It's scary. I don't like it. And it doesn't get better. It just gets worse. Am I supposed to be eating shark brains? What is that, the cure? Jinko Bilobolo? I don't
shark
know.
Shark brains.
There's some, remember, jellyfish, I don't know, something they discovered is good for memories now, for mica.
It is a jellyfish thing.
I don't know.
For mica.
I don't know, it starts with an F, it's something like that. I don't know, whatever.
Jellyfish, freaking jellyfish.
I don't know what it is.
I
can't remember.
I have a theory. A theory.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, your brain does, as the rest of your body does, all your organs and your body, it does start to disintegrate.
And that's controlling everything, remember.
At 25 or 30, it starts going downhill.
The brain's where it's at, man.
Correct. But I question just how much that really takes place.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't think that I really forget more than I used to forget.
But that's your brain telling you that. See how it's tricky? Oh. It's a tricky little mother.
I think you're being tricky.
Eh, that's always
the
case.
You're twisting the word. No, I start thinking back as to like when I started not remembering things, and it's like, this has always been.
Right.
Wait a minute. Okay. You know, don't make such a big deal out of this.
Well, there's a word we forget because it's always a thing. You forget. It's part of life, right?
You know, when you are 20 years old, what did you do? Well, you had your first sex thing. You went to school and slept in the chair and at the desk. What really did you do? You had no knowledge to process. You had no knowledge. You were taught things in school, but it wasn't an overkill kind of thing. You had plenty of space up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a hard drive.
Right.
It wasn't full.
No.
You get to be like in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and you start, that's filled up. You can't delete
stuff.
There's
no more real estate.
No, there isn't. The borders are closed.
Oh, no. There's tear gas? What's happening? They're separating my brain cells from each other?
I mean,
need to do that.
Because you can't delete certain things. You can say, no, I don't want to remember that anymore. Delete. There's no buttons.
And there's some things you shouldn't see, I read. You just shouldn't see some stuff. And you see it, and then what do you do? It's stuck.
Well, that's true.
You need to format.
That's why Trump doesn't want to see killing tape there of Khashoggi.
Oh, yeah. And he doesn't want to know what he said either.
No.
About anything.
Because it may.
I didn't say it.
It may make him not like him. And
you know,
that'd be
a start.
Yeah.
Then he could join the rest of us.
Anyway, so I'm not too sure about that. I think it's an overload thing.
Okay.
I never lose my keys. So it's not.
What?
No,
I do. If I had keys, I'd lose them. I don't really have them anymore.
Where would you put them?
I'm lost. Wow. It's infuriating when you're about to go somewhere. Because, of course, you're not looking if you're not going to go anywhere. But when you need to go someplace and you start to look, you lose it because you didn't even leave enough time.
Because you walk into the place. I mean, I don't know your thing, but you walk into the place, and instead of putting the keys where they're supposed to be,
right,
where you walk in, they could be
maybe
anywhere.
You had groceries. Maybe you had something
exactly.
in your hand. You kind of set them down
exactly.
without thinking.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, man.
See, you should be a man. Because
who
men,
says I'm not?
Oh, because men wear pants. And you wear pants,
again,
too.
Again, I just, you know.
Yeah, but women's pants don't have pockets in them because that would be bulgy.
What is that?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I got a pocket. I got two pockets.
All right. Well, men carry their keys in their pants.
I know, and that sticks out.
Yeah, you don't do
that. I don't want that.
You have books
it's
of pocket.
Then I look awkward.
You have books of pocket. You don't wear the pocket. You have books of pocket.
I do. That's the thing.
So when a guy walks into a place with the car keys or whatever, house keys,
oh.
they walk in, that immediately goes right into the pocket.
Okay.
And it's always there with them until they unload it at night
to
go to bed.
So life is easier for men.
In that sense,
yes. In that
sense. Yes. What I tend to think I'm starting to forget are if someone says, oh, who is the singer on of that song?
Oh.
And I've known it all my life.
See, that's
but
the
I
stuff
just,
I do
I
know.
Just, oh, see, that's the thing I don't know.
I know stupid stuff and I won't forget it.
Yeah. Well.
It comes in handy. Never.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I guess I've forgotten the stupid
I can't
stuff.
Remember to be here every week, I told you. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I have to set an alarm to be right here to talk to you every week. That's how bad it's gotten.
Oh, I'll tell you how bad it is. When you come to the studio and you're at the door, I what do I always say to you? What are you doing here?
Anyway. So I have to text you before remind you.
To remind me.
I remembered to be here.
Your text is, I'm on my way. And I return the text by saying, to what?
I know. I'm at the hardware store buying Scotch tape. Remember that day?
Yes.
You were supposed to be somewhere, and you were at the hardware store.
Yeah, well, that was
we're
my,
waiting
yeah,
for you.
I know.
That was a couple of years ago. I'm sure you're much better by now.
See, that's the point. I've gotten better.
I
All
see.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any superstitions?
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
I feel neurotic enough to have those.
Yeah, I think everybody does, but I don't think people really admit it. But there are things that we do as a routine, and if we get out of our routine, then we think bad things are going to happen.
It's a form of neurosis, but it's acceptable.
It's not just walking under cats.
Yeah, I can't fit, but
okay.
Not that small.
Well, but it's not that kind of superstition. It's just doing things.
And it's
in a
jinx. You don't want to jinx
correct.
Something. Like with ball
correct.
Games. Don't say that. And I still say it to people. Mm-hmm. They go, oh, he's got this one. He's got this one. I say, shut up. And then they don't have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I say, see what you did? You did that.
Yeah. Well, they probably did. But simple things like, I don't know, just see, when I was younger, I used to say my prayers. Before
I went
to bed, my parents taught me to
too.
Say a
right.
simple little prayer that took no more.
Me too.
Took a couple
probably
of seconds.
Probably the same one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And it only took 10 seconds, and I would do it. I did it like well into my adult life, not because I believed the prayers anymore,
right?
But it's because if I don't do that, someone who I didn't ask to be blessed will die.
Oh no!
And they did. They all did.
Oh no!
Actually, they
Ron,
all
see, it is
they
your
all
fault.
Did.
Yeah.
Everybody in my childhood prayers have all gone. So
well,
that didn't work.
Didn't have to do with time and them getting old or anything, right? Just
no,
to, you know,
that had nothing to do with that.
Of course not. It never does.
Of course not.
No.
Yeah, I think we all have that. So I started doing some research on the Google machine
about superstitions.
Yeah, okay. And I found out that presidents have these incredible superstitions because they're people of aggression, usually. So here's what I came up with.
Oh, sounds interesting.
It
listen
sounds
up, everyone.
Interesting until you listen to him, and then you'll say, Ron, that wasn't worth it.
Oh, no.
All right.
Turn it off now, then.
President Obama, remember him?
I loved
long
him.
Time ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Long
I
time
miss
ago.
You.
I know.
Barack.
You know, whether you believed in his policies or not, what a cool.
And a class act.
Cool,
he was
classy,
cool.
Yeah.
He was so cool.
Yeah,
oh, my
yeah.
God.
Family man. Just like, man.
I listened to him back when he was, you know, in Chicago,
yeah,
a senator,
yeah.
And you hear him on the radio, NPR, and I'm like, this guy's up and coming, he's brilliant,
yeah. Oh,
I hope he's president someday, and he was.
Yeah, and then,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Obama played basketball whenever polls were going to come out about his presidency. He played basketball, and when he would hit a lot of hoops, it seemed that his ratings would go up. So that was his superstition.
Okay. He'd connect that.
He connected that, yes, mm-hmm. As cool as he was.
It's harmless.
Yes. President William McKinley, remember him? Nice.
Died
man.
In a bathtub? No, that was Taft.
I don't know.
Big guy.
He always wore a red carnation, and he felt that if he didn't, he would have a very bad day. So he had
that's
to wear
more
red.
Neurotic, but okay.
We're getting there. Nancy Reagan, remember her?
Yeah.
She wasn't president.
She wasn't even a president,
no,
but she was very close to one.
She hired an astrologer.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Yes. After Ronald Reagan had the assassination attempt,
yeah.
She hired an astrologer
she got into the occult.
To make sure that it was safe for him to go to places.
Yeah, that's really bizarre.
Yeah, Nancy, come on, baby. Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Dewey. Is he Dewey? Or is that the ball player?
No, that was President Dewey, I believe. Wasn't there a Dewey?
No, that was the guy that played for the Red Sox.
Well, that might have been another Dewey.
He's my favorite.
Oh, right,
Dewey.
Right.
Didn't I even call him Dewey? Dwight Evans? I mean, Dwight Eisenhower?
Dwight Eisenhower, I think, was shortstop for the Minnesota Twins.
That was Truman.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
That was Truman, right. Dwight Eisenhower
yeah.
actually hung a horseshoe in the Oval Office on purpose so that it would always be there for luck.
I see. Normal people do that. But they have to hang it up or the luck falls out.
Correct.
Don't hang it down.
Yeah.
See, some people don't know that.
I don't know what's so lucky about a horseshoe, though.
I know. It's probably off a dead horse. At that point.
Someone isn't wearing a shoe.
Unless it's a winner of the Triple Crown. That's a horseshoe you want.
Yeah, but that's probably not the one
it's
got.
It's not for sale.
No.
It's on the owner's wall.
Yeah. Remember George W. Bush?
No.
Okay.
Which one? HW or W?
W.
Oh, the dumb one.
Yeah.
Okay. But he was a nice guy.
It turns out.
But he was stupid.
Turns out I shouldn't have put him down at the time.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know how bad it could have gotten.
Oh, I know.
Bush... He actually saw ghosts coming out of the Lincoln bedroom on a regular basis, full-bodied ghosts.
Okay, because didn't he drink, though?
Or
was he dry?
Probably what it was.
I mean, I could see it maybe once.
Trump is
you
dry.
See it once.
Yeah.
But you see it all? He saw it all the time?
He said it was a regular thing. He would see full embodied ghosts.
Wouldn't you move? I couldn't live there. I'd
wouldn't
have to
you
move?
It's the White House, so you had to live there.
You go to Times Square. What do you live on? The
no,
Fifth
you
Avenue.
Can't.
You live
can't.
In a,
you're not
in a
allowed.
Penthouse.
You're not allowed. Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy too?
Yeah. He actually saw a UFO.
Are you serious with this stuff? I'm going to be Googling your Googling.
Go on. Do the machine.
I'm snoping it, baby.
Before he was president, he saw a red and green orb on his property, which he followed on a regular basis. He saw it quite a bit. And he actually reported it to the Oklahoma Police Department.
But he lived in Georgia.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing in Oklahoma.
Okay. See, I don't know about this stuff.
Well, this is what's said.
That's not even a superstition, is it?
No, it's just something that happened.
Oh.
George Washington. Remember him?
Yeah, he had the wooden teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Chopped a cherry tree down.
Yeah.
On the dollar bill and the quarter.
He had in his will that he could not be buried until at least 2 days after his death because he feared that he'd be buried alive someday.
Like Jesus.
Yeah.
So he should have waited 3 days, really, like Jesus.
Well, I don't think they had concept of days back then.
Put him in Grant's tomb.
Lincoln, remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah, freed the slaves and everything.
Right.
He actually had visions of the future, and most of the things that happened to him, he actually envisioned it, including sitting in a theater and being attacked.
Then
not
he
assassinated,
should have known
but
the
attacked.
Better then. And you know,
yeah, but that can't stop you from going to the theater.
Well, Spielberg didn't even put that in his movie. That would have been a great little extra.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he didn't.
The premonitions.
Spielberg needs to Google
you
more.
Know,
yeah.
Still won an award, like one of the Oscars.
Lincoln,
I think Daniel Day-Lewis.
Lincoln did. Not the movie, actually, Lincoln.
Right.
FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, mm-hmm. he feared the number 13. He would never...
There's a name for that. It's a phobia.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of the phobia, but it has to do with the number 13.
And it probably isn't like 13 phobia or anything. It is something of more of a scientific name, most
well,
likely.
Well, you know, hotels in back in the day didn't have a 13th floor.
Correct.
Isn't that crazy?
You kind of have to have one if you're going to have more than 13
now
floors.
Now you do, yeah.
But you don't have to label it 13. So in other words, if you're on the 14th floor and there's no 13th floor,
you figure it
wise
out.
Up, really, seriously. Just because it's not called that? Come on.
All right. I'm not going to stay there.
I'm telling you. I can't even see anymore, Tori.
Well, you need your glasses. And you know what? These have gone from superstitions to bizarro.
You're right.
Stuff. But anyway.
Yeah. Grant. Now, this was a superstition. And I think I even did this at one point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Grant, when he was going somewhere, would never turn around and look backward. Like if he was walking down the street,
right.
He would never turn around and look at someone behind him or mm-hmm. anything. He found that would be dangerous. He never looked backward until he reached his destination.
You know, some of these sound like hearsay or wives' tales.
Well, that's
how do you prove
that's
it?
That's a real phobia. That's a real
deal. OCD. That's something.
It is an OCD. Yeah. Yes, it is. It is. Donald Trump, hear him?
Yeah.
When he eats his junk food and all other kinds of food, he throws salt over his left shoulder.
No. That's only when you knock over the salt shaker you're supposed to do that.
He does it, but he's stupid.
How do you know? You've
never seen him eat?
I don't want to, but I mean, how do you know if that's what he does every time?
Because it's on the Google machine.
I don't know. I need proof. I want to see him eat every meal for like
a
week.
I've never heard anybody doubt the Google machine.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Now I'm suspicious of everything. Obama's basketball stories, everything from day one.
You can do what you want.
I won't, you know, because I have other things to do. I have naps to take. I can't be Googling.
naps that I forget to take.
Yeah, I take one. I try to take my naps.
That's awful.
It doesn't help with the memory.
No, it doesn't. Once a week, whenever Tori visits, we play a little brain teaser.
But first we play a song.
We do, and then you can join in, and here's what happens.
Oh, geez.
Would you rather?
Remember the name of the group?
The Jojettes.
That's it. Okay.
All right.
Would you rather? This is like a brain tease. You play along at home, although we can't hear you.
Yes. Okay.
All right. You want to go first? I'll go first. Whatever you want.
All right, I'll go first this week.
All right.
That means we finish with you.
Oh, you never know.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think we've had this one before, but let's just explore it because we have ones like this.
Sure.
Would you rather eat your favorite meal for every meal for the rest of your life or never eat your favorite meal again?
Say that again backwards.
Would you rather eat your favorite meal for every meal for the rest of your life or never be able to eat your favorite meal again? Come on, Ron.
I would never want to eat my favorite meal again.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because I can't eat the same thing every day. Dude.
It would, in no more than 4 days, I'd be throwing up. So that would be awful. And we're talking about the rest of my life.
What if you're like 90? Then we ask this question. It could be like a short life left.
What if I like spaghetti and meatballs?
Oh, I love spaghetti and meatballs.
But I couldn't eat anymore, so I
breakfast,
had...
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So I had sausage and pasta.
Ooh, sounds worse.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Whatever, yeah. Okay, so we both have the same thing. Never eat it again. Okay.
Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself?
Oh, I don't care about anyone but myself. Let's get that straight right now. Uh-oh, Ron's been thinking this one through. I'm going to say myself because then I can avoid burning my finger or tripping over something. Wouldn't you?
I suppose so. But if I were to acquire position or favor, and I could see what someone else was thinking.
Anybody else? Or just one other person?
Anybody of my choice. Anybody but me.
Okay.
Anybody but me.
If they were going to kill you. Is that where you're going to go with this?
No, not that they were going to kill me, but if they really love steak and I wanted to really have sex with them, then...
Oh, no.
All right, fine. All right, maybe we're in different ballparks.
So what's your answer, though? You're going to have your own 10 minutes or someone else's 10 minutes?
Somebody else's 10 minutes.
Okay, for reasons of your own choosing.
Yeah, but I, you know, what's going to happen to me in 10 minutes? Because I can take care of myself.
Mine will just be napping.
I never want to see my future, Tori, because okay. it would freak me out.
Yeah.
Freak me out.
These are all hypothetical anyway. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I thought this was possible.
Ron, do you want to have accordions for legs or a belly button that sways to music? I mean, you know.
I thought somebody came up with that.
Yeah,
I know. I thought you could have accordions for legs.
Yeah. No, I couldn't sneak up on anyone. Like I do now.
Yeah, like I do. Like I care to sneak up on anybody. All right, it's your turn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is stupid, but would you rather never be able to eat warm food or never be able to eat cold food?
I don't really care for
food.
Warm.
I'm on a food. It's a food kind of question day.
I would say I would never want to eat warm food again.
Ooh, I'm the opposite. I would rather never eat cold food again.
I don't think I could eat everything warm. It would really make me sick.
There you really go, getting would. Sick again. I don't know. Cold hurts my teeth sometimes, and so I already have to avoid cold things. So I'm good with warm. I like my oatmeal, I like my hot coffee, I like my hot tea. Yeah. I like my soup.
Yeah.
I want warm things.
Yeah, you know why? Because women tend to have a lower body temperature than men.
We've been over that. Right?
I think that's actually a case.
It is. Really it is. It's true. Right. Okay.
Would you rather be famous when you are alive?
Is that me?
No, it's me.
Stop squeaking.
Would you rather be famous when you are alive and forgotten when you die, or unknown when you're alive but famous after you die?
Ooh, that's a good. I saw that one, but I think I forget how it's going to answer that one. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be.
I think this is easy.
I'm going to say well known after I died.
Really?
Is that the wrong answer?
Oh, Tori, there's no right and wrong.
Who wants to be forgotten, though? No, I know, but who wants to be forgotten? I don't forget anyone that's died. All my relatives, I think of them all the time. Okay. I can't imagine.
Look.
What?
Here's the answer
I knew there was an answer.
It's quite simple here. And it is the answer.
Okay.
It's on the SATs.
Right.
After you die, the hell difference does it make to you?
Yeah, but then we had the funeral question. Would more people rather come to your funeral or wedding? We both said funeral, even though we'd never know.
Oh, that's because I don't care who comes to my wedding.
Oh,
that was the only reason for that.
Because either way, we're not going to know.
That's correct.
But
no, I don't. Once I'm gone, I'm not going to know whether. I don't care if people appreciate it.
But they'll start going. Remember that Ron Van Dam? Remember he was so funny and he had the TV show and the podcast.
What do I care?
Yeah, I guess. But you will. I'm just saying you will be remembered afterwards.
I would care tremendously. Why, if I can soak up the congratulations and the accolades, that's a full life.
I know.
If the
ego.
Full life is crap, no, it's not ego.
They're both ego. I want to be thought of when I'm gone.
I don't know if I. How could I care? I
you can't.
You can't unless you come back as a popsicle stick, and even
I don't even want that. I'm not happening.
All right. I thought that was easy.
I want two more questions.
All right.
Because here's a quick one. Would you rather be... I know the answer to this. I'm going to ask you anyway. Would you rather be completely alone for 5 years or be constantly surrounded by people and never be alone for 5 years?
Well, obviously.
I know. I forget who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Alone. You'd rather be alone.
But that's me. I know that many, many people would rather be surrounded constantly and get depressed when they're not.
No, I'd rather be alone.
Of course.
And I said constantly. What if I take a shower? I mean, what is this constantly surrounded by people when you're sleeping?
Yeah.
Are they watching me?
That's what I call insecurity.
I call that stalking. And I would rather just be alone for 5 years. It's only 5 years. That could be solitary confinement in a prison.
True.
I could do it.
Whatever.
5 years.
I wouldn't mind if someone showed up with a piece of cake here and there, but let's not go surround me like for 5 years. My God.
I knew this one. All right, your turn.
Would you rather that your shirts be always two sizes too big?
Oh, we did this.
Or just one size too small?
You know.
Yeah.
And I have to go with big.
Yeah.
I can roll them up.
I know you do. Yeah, you can do things. You're not going to look great, though.
All right, here's one I made up. I'm going to start making up one question a week. I'm going to try.
Okay.
You know, when I have goals, they're probably usually.
Good
I know. Thank you. Would you rather go back to a good memory or a bad memory with your hope of changing it? Like go back and relive the good memory or the bad one where you could maybe change it with the hope of changing it?
The good one.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too.
Let's not deal with bad memories ever.
But you could try to change it? No? Okay. And then make it a good memory?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, here's a similar one for you. Would you rather have a horrible short-term memory or a horrible long-term memory?
I don't remember the question. Oh, I did that one already.
Did that.
I know. Yeah. I do them all. what was the question? I'm serious. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Something about a short-term or a long-term memory.
Yeah, something like that. I have no idea.
What was it exactly? Give me the specifics.
Play it back. Would you rather have a horrible short-term memory or a horrible long-term memory?
Okay. My boyfriend has this one.
Okay.
Hi, boyfriend. I'm not bashing you. I promise.
Right.
He told me not to.
Okay.
He has the terrible short-term memory, and he has a really good long-term memory.
Uh-huh.
And it can get frustrating.
Yes.
For both of us.
They're both frustrating.
They are, but I think I'd rather have a horrible long-term memory.
Me too.
Only because...
Me too.
Can I take that back?
No. You're not allowed.
You know what? I'm going to go with, I'd rather have a horrible short-term memory.
Ooh.
I'm changing it because I want to remember, like he does, the old times in your life where your kids were little and, you know, good things. And I don't want to forget those.
Mm.
I'd rather forget what I had for lunch than forget my kids being babies, you know, because that were good memories. Even though they make me cry and get verklempt now.
I don't think... I could exist with a horrible short-term memory.
You could make notes.
Primarily. No. It'd be so immediately frustrating.
Right.
Everything would remind me of my memory loss.
Oh.
So it's like, why am I in this room? What did I just do?
That's Alzheimer's, dude.
Did I eat yet? Yeah, well, it is. And that's horrible.
Oh, my God.
Because that's all immediate everything.
Right.
The past stuff doesn't
come
up all the time.
You don't care. You have Alzheimer's. It's fine. Other people are upset. You're not upset.
All right.
My grandmother had memory troubles, and she'd ask me where I lived like every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So where are you living now? I'd be like, Florida.
I know. And that's a horrible thing. But you do remember your past very, very well. Actually, some people who are immigrants actually regress to their original language.
Oh.
And they start forgetting English.
Oh.
So it gets that serious.
What about the lady that woke up with a British accent?
She was just crazy.
No, she really did. Have one?
They said
there was something in her brain. Why can't I have that one? I'd like British accents, but people would think I was joking all the time.
Yeah, they think you're a performer.
Yeah.
Which you are.
I am. So you never know with me.
All right.
Be careful. We could be talking like this for the rest of the afternoon, Ron.
I fell
and bumped me head.
Me head. I wish they learned how to talk. You know, they came up with the language, and they butcher it more than anybody.
It's just the Cockneys.
Lost me head.
It's the Cockney accent. It's a little more of this, you know, it's more rough around the edges You know, it's not as refined as this could be. I don't know. I got to do something with these accents of mine. I've been looking into it. I've been reading Reddit a little bit.
We'll see. You should.
There's some things I can do.
Would you rather have an easy job working for someone else? Or work for yourself, but it's incredibly hard?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because
right now I work for someone else and it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a no-brainer. And I can float by.
Yeah. That's the plus.
Or myself, but be challenged.
Yeah, be in total control of your business.
I'm going to go for me and be challenged.
I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you. I don't want to be one of those people that go to work all day and then go home and look for the weekend and drink beer and watch football.
Well, I don't do that. I love working.
It's the path. It's the path to it.
But
it's the horrible path to it.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I need to challenge myself more. I need to. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
And what I do right now for work is very, very easy.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I want to be a motivational speaker and not really believe what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I want to stand up in front of hundreds of people and have them pay me like $500 a piece to hear me speak for 2 hours and to motivate them that they can have the best life
Anthony ever. Robbins. He's the best.
And then they leave. I keep all their money. I go to the bank. They leave. As soon as they exit the auditorium, they say to themselves, let's go have a drink. And they
I know.
They never do.
It's
never do.
Human
when,
nature.
When you're in the room and you're hearing
the spiel.
You feel
so full of it.
Yep.
And then you go, and you're back in reality.
Yes. And it's just like.
But you know what? If you have enough money, I found out, you can actually, Tony Robbins is a good example.
Yes.
You can personally have him call you and talk to you when you're in those moments of like, you're sinking, but it costs more money. Of course, he'll call you and talk you out of it.
And while you're talking to him on the phone, you feel incredibly motivated and wonderful.
It's worth your money.
Yes. And then you hang up the phone and it's okay, good. I'll do that Thursday.
But maybe not, because you know what? He's so good and he charges so much that I bet he has these little angles that where you can, you know, now when we hang up, this is what you're going to do, right? And if he can get you to do that, then maybe he's worth his money. You know?
But he can't get you to do it because that is your personality.
Either you're
motivated, aggressive, nothing's going to stop me person, or that was fantastic. Starting Monday, it's like a diet. Like, man, I can lose all that weight. I can be that healthy.
People start all these diets, but they don't finish them.
Well, some of them don't even start it. They say, that sounds fantastic.
Oh,
this is Thursday. I'm going to start that Monday. Monday, I'm starting that diet. And they don't. That's a personality thing.
Yeah,
The lack of somebody to do what they intend to do is a personality defect.
Right.
So,
is it wrong of me to kind of feel bitter about other people when they start these diets? Like, I hope they fail.
No, I think it's human nature to want other people to fail. So
not everyone, but just certain people.
No,
I think. You know what?
I don't really mean good luck.
But.
Because the bottom line of that is, and I feel it as well, is if I can't do it, nah, you can't do it.
Well, you know, I don't even need to diet. It's not even about that.
Right, it isn't.
It's about failure.
Yeah.
And some of these people that I'm not happy about with, relatives, let's just say.
Yes.
I know they've lost weight, and I see that they look great.
But you won't tell them.
I do.
Oh.
But the problem is, I know it's going to fail because I know their personality. I know their eating habits. I know their genetics.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And I know it's a matter of time. Mm. It's not going to last. Mm. Enjoy it while you're skinny-ish.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even that skinny. Skinny-ish.
Ish.
Some of them, if they're female, you're going to have a baby someday. And guess what's going to happen? You're not going to be able to lose that baby weight. And your husband's going to leave or he's going to cheat. And you're going to be miserable.
Happy.
I see their whole future.
Yeah.
And it's going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little bit of satisfaction in that. That's wrong. Tell me that's wrong.
I think it's fantastic. I think it's an attribute. And I think it's fantastic. Congratulations.
I wish I could change it. I need Tony Robbins to change my attitude. You shouldn't
Tony
care
Robbins
about their lives. Worry about
crap.
Your own life.
That is all crap. That Tony Robbins stuff is total crap.
He's very convincing.
Do you know why, Tori? If you wanted to go on a diet, for example, and I know you don't have to.
Right.
But if someone wanted to go on a diet, that's something that they can achieve all by
themselves. Okay.
For somebody to say, all right, listen to Tony Robbins, I am going to open up a company. It's going to be kick-ass.
Right. Yeah.
And I am going to, and nothing's going to stop me. And Tony's showed me the aggression and the pathway to success.
Sure.
Everybody can be a successful entrepreneur.
Right.
But it's not all about you. Other people have to.
Yes.
There's tons of speed bumps and they're called other people.
Yep.
People are going to try to stop you. They're trying to try to steal your
These
stuff.
These variables, excuse me.
Yes. It's not in your control.
No.
You can be as headstrong as you want, but the other
Otherwise,
things have
we'd
to
all
fall
be millionaires.
Online.
We'd all be.
Right.
There'd be millionaires coming out of your butt.
So Tony, you suck. What you're doing is you're taking people's money.
Well, I don't know if he sucks.
He did
leave his first wife, and I don't know the story there. I think there's something nefarious going on, but he has another wife
now. Well, he motivated her to see somebody else.
I don't know. There's a story there. Yeah. He had that giantism thing, though. Remember?
Yeah.
He's giant.
Yes, he is big.
He had a thing, like a glandular.
But that also helps. No offense to anybody,
but
a short Napoleon guy who also has that attitude.
Hitler, same thing.
It worked for
They're
Hitler.
Short guys. Where is he now?
Yeah, but
and
see,
Tony's
tall. So Tony is bigger than life, so that works.
Okay.
That works when you're on the big stage.
But I thought you meant he had like a physical handicap that worked. He overcame it and used it to his advantage.
Well, probably he did.
So I need like leukemia or something to help me fight to live.
Well, I don't know that he had anything like that.
Yeah, he did. He had a growth thing.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean something. He had a growth on his leg.
No, it made him big.
It made him big. So being big,
if you're little and you're big, you're young and big. I mean.
That's not like leukemia, though.
No, I know, but maybe I need something challenging to get me to want to fight to live.
I had to overcome gas. It was horrible.
Well, I do have that. I have digestive issues.
Me too.
I have diverticulosis.
Doesn't stop me.
No. It hinders me.
Well, you should be doing...
I spend a lot of time in bathrooms.
You should be doing motivational speaking then.
You know, if I can cure it.
Right.
How can I motivate anyone now when I'm in the middle of it?
Well, you don't tell people about it.
Well, then what am I talking to them about?
About being an entrepreneur and overcoming all your failures.
But I am a failure, in a way.
Not if you stand up on a stage and talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You are what your perception is.
I should do the Stop It Tour.
Tony probably couldn't make a dime. And then he said, I'll just stand on stage and talk to people. And that's his entrepreneur thing. He's a snake oil salesman.
But he's a very good way about speaking. I don't know how to say it.
Well, he's got the personality to convince.
Yeah.
So that works for him.
And he's got a nice, deep, attractive voice.
Yes.
So it's you want to listen to. Yes. It's not nasally. And yes, if he was talking like this, no, I'm not listening to him. You know?
No, that's part of the Tony thing.
Sure,
but the point
sure,
is,
sure.
Tony, I would say to Tony, if I saw Tony, the point is, Tony, that not everybody can do that.
He knows and that, though. He knows that.
No, but he's not telling people that.
But he wants
he's
you to think you can.
Right.
That's part of the brain thing.
It is part
you
of the brain thing.
You got to motivate, man.
But the bottom line is, it ain't going to happen.
Well, he knows that.
Then he's a shyster.
He's a rich shyster, then.
Yes, she is.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. I overcame this lisp.
Yeah, you're doing public speaking. That's right.
Anyway, I just don't want. I think people should be misled anymore. I think everything should be kind of transparent in the sense that Tony stands up there and he says, "Not everybody sitting here is going to be an entrepreneur. Some of you just won't do it because of your personality flaws."
Maybe he does say that. I've never been able to afford one of his conferences.
Yeah, but by then he's got your money.
Well, you know what else is not honest is the internet. I got to tell you real quick, the internet can mislead you.
No kidding, really? I had no idea.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. That's the show. Thanks, Tori. Well,
it's $100 each, please.
$200. Let me give you a specific example,
please,
real quick.
Please.
If you drugs are expensive,
really?
I mean, the
another
kind,
obvious. It's your obvious tour.
I want your money. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell you something you really didn't know, but do you? Well, when put it to you this way.
Yes. Okay. Drugs are expensive. Okay.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
I know that.
Yep. Okay. Pharmaceuticals, yes. The kind you get from your doctor.
Right.
There's a website you can go to. There's lots of websites in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You can get those same drugs, fraction of the cost. My dad's been doing it for three or four years for his heart medication, yes. Provaxa.
I get it.
He would pay $900 here in the United States.
Yes.
He pays $300 or something.
Yes.
He pays a fraction or $600. Right. He pays a lot less.
Yep.
Same stuff.
Yep.
It's not generic. It's it's brand.
Right.
You go to that one of the same website he goes to.
Yes.
And you get a virus warning on your computer.
Correct.
It's not true. What United States is trying to do is to keep you from going to that legitimate, I'm telling you it's legitimate website.
Because
my boyfriend went to go there and he said, oh no, I got a website. I got a virus warning.
Yep.
Just say bypass it and you'll get there. It's scaring people off. That's a lie. You're not going to get a virus. They just don't want you getting your drugs from Canada. So I'm telling you, Tori's telling you right now, it's not a virus. Click on it, find it, and go there.
Is it legal to get your drugs from Canada?
It absolutely is.
All right.
They just want a prescription from your doctor, a real prescription, if you have it, like my dad. He did it, gets it once a month. It comes in the mail from Turkey, from other countries, perhaps.
I wouldn't trust that.
It's brand. It's just made. You know what? You know why they charge so much? The labor. Over there, there's no labor cost.
Correct.
So you can get it, and it's the same. My father would be dead.
Yeah.
If it was fake medicine, he wouldn't be living this long
suppose.
On that. So you know what I'm saying?
You know, but what's this with the Canada thing? This intrigues me, though. Because that's something that Trump was trying to do, but he never did. So
right.
He promised something that he never did.
Okay.
Or even tried to do.
Shocking.
Or even discuss.
Shocking.
Yeah. Who knew that would happen?
Right.
Canada is like right here. It's like over the line.
Sure.
So like why are our drugs like sometimes 600% more than they are?
Same with Mexico. You could go to Mexico and get the same stuff really cheap.
But Canada isn't the kind of place where you got like sweatshops, people, you know, little children
right.
making
they
pills.
Have, sure, and they get it from other countries like England or Greece or wherever, overseas.
England's fine, yeah. I know.
India, somewhere.
I'm not doing Turkey.
Well, my dad's doing Turkey.
Well,
He's alive. He's getting his pills. They come with a box. They come with the label. It's right there.
Yeah.
They're getting it from the manufacturer. It's not generic. Okay?
Well, you know, if that did happen, then maybe American pharmaceutical companies would start making things cheaper, saying, oh, our customers are going overseas for this stuff. We better bring the price down.
You should all
down.
Be doing that right now.
Absolutely.
If you want to pay that kind of money for the same pill, you're foolish. You're
foolish. I agree. I thought it was illegal to buy drugs of any type.
It's from, not. From you have a legal prescription. Go to Canada.
Did not know that.
Drugs,
did
whatever.
Not know that.
And if you can get through on your computer, they'll try to stop you here.
Yeah.
Your ISP, Internet Service Provider, is trying to stop you from getting access to cheaper medication.
Why can't you just make a phone call?
You can. But you got to get the 800 number. And they're like, this is a virus. Be careful. Warning, warning.
Oh, I see.
It's a lie.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all. Well, I just wanted to help you out there.
That's obstruction of justice.
It's not. It's probably legal to do that because it's an ISP and they all have their own rules.
I guess so.
But I'm telling you, you can bypass it. Just say, I'll go proceed anyway with the security risk because there is no security risk.
Right.
They just don't want you to keep your money in the United States. Tough.
Mm.
Pay $500 here when I can pay $200 somewhere else for the same thing, I'm saying.
Wow. That lecture was worth...
I've been trying to tell you this every week, but I finally just remembered it because of my memory thing.
Oh.
Dude.
Well, it all enters into it if you had medication for your memory.
I think it's jellyfish. I think it's some kind of
jellyfish
thing.
Yes.
I saw the commercial once.
Did you ever see a jellyfish, though?
Yeah. They sting you.
Yeah, but I don't think they remember all that much.
I don't know. They have a special...
Some kind of chemical.
I don't know. When scientists figure stuff out, they really do.
But then there are so many phony, false things on the internet land.
Sure.
Where, you know, like muscle brains or and it's not true. I mean, it's stuff.
Muscle milk?
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I know.
There's a lot of stuff that they make up animals and they take things from animals and they say this is the miracle cure and it's not.
Right. Well, buyer beware. What's that? Caveat emptor?
Yes. The dick caveat emptor.
It's the only Latin I know.
Yeah.
E pluribus unum.
Did we talk about the fish oil thing last week?
Oh, yes. Mm. 2 weeks ago. Is interesting.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
No.
Like you thought.
Correct.
So you're going to stop taking it.
I did stop taking
it. Right.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. And of course, if you do take things religiously, you should wean yourself off. Don't just stop.
Okay.
But yes, I've ended my relationship with fish oil.
Just eat fish, dude. Does it need to be said?
That is what they said. That's what they said. Eat fish.
You know, come on.
But a lot of people don't like fish for some reason.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's a different kind of acquisition of taste. It's different than shoving meat down your throat.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just,
I know. I'm not excited about meat.
No. But yeah, fish oil thing and the vitamin D thing too.
Right. Just go in the sun. Drink milk. I don't know. Something.
Yeah. Something. All right. Well, this has been educational.
That's what we try to do.
Is being stupid.
We have silly and stupid.
Yeah.
We like to combo it.
It's like a mixed drink.
Why not?
I don't.
Don't drink and drive, but drink.
No, if you're going to drink, don't drive. And you're going to drive and don't drink.
Yeah, but you should always drink.
Always
and you should always drive.
Yeah.
You should always do them both separately.
That's all.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I've ever said.
You can drink.
Please.
Just don't drive.
Right.
And again, smoking pot.
I knew you were going to say it. I almost said it, but I let you do it.
Yeah. Smoking pot is just like alcohol. You can't do it
in
your car.
But they're doing it because they come into where I'm working and reeking.
Yeah.
There's clouds, like pig pen.
Well, they could get out of the car and do it before and smoke it before they come into
know.
The building.
I don't know.
But it does reek. Alcohol reeks too, but usually only gin.
But it slows your reaction time.
It does. We've talked
Marijuana
about that.
Marijuana slows it. You're going to hit that gas pedal eventually.
Yeah.
That's not good enough. I mean, the brake pedal.
There's a brake pedal.
Yeah, that one I meant. I meant the brake one. I haven't driven in a long time. Can you tell?
Obviously. Yeah.
I don't have a car.
No,
it's on my Christmas list.
No, you don't. Christmas
Someday.
List.
I don't know.
Anybody listening? It's on a Christmas list.
Sure, it's great. You know these broads, these good-looking broads have these, this is my Christmas list,
yes.
everybody. And it's online, and they want these admirers to buy them
exactly.
shit.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what? Stop it.
It's a thing. But you know what?
I'm not doing that.
You know what? If a guy, I assume it's a guy who would respond. If a guy says, she seemed hot. I'll buy her stuff. Maybe she'll go
like
out
me
with
now,
me.
Yeah.
Then, you know, fine, go for it. I mean, that is like, I think that's legitimate.
Women
that
are manipulative. A lot of, I'm not saying all women, but some women are manipulative.
If a man is stupid enough to fall for that, On the other hand, you know, if it's a senior citizen
or
a youngster,
someone deserving, I can get that. I get behind that. I'm talking about these bimbos that show their boobs and like, you know, hi guys, you know what I could use? Here's my list. Go to Amazon.com and my wish list.
The only problem is, you know, maybe you get a stupid guy who says, yeah, I'll do that because she has big boobs.
Right.
But the guy's a husband and now he can't put his kids through college or something or can't afford the mortgage.
Right.
That's horrible for the family. So I don't know. There's no end to it.
There's no end.
That's why
I want off this planet sometimes.
No, Tori, because I've been to other planets. They're not that great.
Right.
I was at Mars for a while. I couldn't get a glass of water. It was awful.
Yeah. Then don't just stay here. Stop. With the rest of us. There's no escape
for
us.
That's the problem.
That's right.
That's the problem.
It's only one way out.
Yeah, one way out, and that's indictment and impeachment. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, won't Manafort get a pardon there?
Pardon me?
You know, that would be something interesting.
I'm going to renew my prediction. I think I told you.
You did.
I thought that
really?
August of this year.
You said January now.
Now I've changed it to January.
You said that, right.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to do February only because, see, the House takes their seats in January.
Sure.
So give them like 4 weeks to, to start the proceedings.
Okay. All right.
But and Mueller will probably coincide with that change in the House
because
it's starting to roll now.
It is starting to roll. I've noticed.
Starting to roll.
But, you
and
know.
Even if nothing happens to D.W. Trump,
right.
His effectiveness and reputation will be that of a turd in a toilet.
Yeah.
So, you know, at that point, might as well just not support him.
Might as well. I just think it's getting to be hilarious how ridiculous it is.
It is ridiculous, but then you figure that he's like the leader of the planet, really. And
he's not going to meet with Putin now. Oh, I'm so sorry. We're not going to get together. Yeah. But you know what he's saying on the, in the sly? He's saying, oh, you know what? This is just for show. I'm just going to say I'm not going to meet with you.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
we'll get together later. But for now, the heat's really turned up. So let's just take back off for now.
The optics,
Vlad.
Of us,
all right, Vlad.
Meeting,
talk to you later.
Work. Yeah, yeah.
You know, please. This means nothing. It's just all for show.
I think a two-year-old child could figure out that deal.
You know.
Certainly.
I can't believe these GOP people.
Yeah.
They get behind this guy, and he's a Russian sympathizer. They're supposed to be Americans with their flag waving and their Bible beating, and yet they don't even understand their president Putin's pocket?
Yeah, every day.
Okay.
Every day that a Republican actually sides with Trump.
Yeah.
So you can still be a Republican and not side with Trump. That's what they don't get.
Right, like Flake.
They think that this little tiny 35% base is going to win them the presidency, and no.
Yeah.
I think the 2018 thing that just happened is pretty much indicative of where this is going.
Right.
And it only going to get worse. Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. How many minutes do you think?
44.
44. Nope.
Oh, wow. You know, I almost said higher, but
higher,
whatever.
Higher, low. Sounds like a bad game show. Higher, lower.
What is that? What game show is that?
Price is Right. No.
I knew
is
I didn't
it?
Know.
Yeah.
It is a game show, but...
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it is Price is Right.
Yeah.
Sorry. I bid $1.
That'd be a great name for a book, for your latest book.
What?
I knew I didn't know. I like that. It makes you think, and it's like,
you're right.
Yeah, it's like, right.
Thank
it's
you.
True.
I will do that. I'll start writing that right now, Tony Robbins.
There you go.
There I go.
She'll be back next Monday. In the meantime, go away.